Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
So excited to have Dr. Mary Oz here joining us and a lot of her crew as well. For those listeners out there, we're also live on Zoom today. Welcome, everyone. How are we?
Great.
Oh, wonderful. Awesome. Fellow Long Islanders, most of you all. So, Dr. Mary, please introduce yourself to our listeners today and tell us a little bit about your company.
Sure. I'm Dr. Mary Oz, and this is our Radical Change coaching team. And I love them and I'm proud of them. And we are on a mission to build a team of 25 Radical Change coaches who know how to help people change their lives in really big ways, not the little, not just reach goals, but really change and be their best selves and have the most amazing relationships and lives they can possibly have.
Perfect. Well, it's exciting to have you here. And just so we can get started, though, Mary, tell us a little bit about your background, yourself, and what made you start this amazing coaching company and team like this.
Sure. I am a licensed certified social worker, and I have been for the last 33 years. And I just love helping people and getting people out of pain. But somewhere along my journey as a therapist, I discovered life coaching. And I found that life coaching has a whole different life to it. And I kind of cross-trained, and somewhere in between that cross-training and being a therapist, I became the founder of Radical Change Coaching Academy, and I'm able to teach everyday people that don't have a therapy degree or coaching experience how to change people's lives with a particular coaching system.
Wonderful. And the website where we can find out more information about you and the team is drmaryoz.com, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. I say we introduce everyone here and say hello. So where do we start? Who would you like to bring on first?
I mean, Tara's right there on top.
I'm not sure if you're seeing the people the way I am. So hello, Coach Tara White. Tell us a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind, and tell us about what you do specifically to help change people's lives.
Sure. Hi, Tara White. Nice to meet everyone. I am living in Canada. So I'm the international coach on this team.
Woo-hoo!
And I found Dr. Mary about a year and a half ago through Ho'oponopono. And I've done a lot of other self-help and coaching and different types of training before I found her. And in all honesty, like, this training has just blown me away. I've totally loved it. So when I had the chance to join her team, I was like, yes, please. I want to be on this team. So just the tools that she has, I started off using them on myself, and I just, it's helped me in so many ways on, you know, things from childhood that I was carrying around to just everyday things as well. And I find I always go back to one of the tools. So I still use it today, and I feel like I'm at the healthiest version of myself today. And I love when I meet someone and I can really relate to where they're coming from with, you know, something they need to let go of or something they're really trying to do with their lives, and just helping them find that same switch and make that change so that they really can be the best version of themselves and really have that chance to achieve whatever they want to achieve in their life.
Great. Well, you mentioned some of the tools that you learned and techniques. Would you mind sharing a little bit further about you, if you don't mind, to get a little more personal?
Sure. Like the Empowering Triangle is one of my favorites. That, and then the, like, some of the energy work we do as well with Ho'oponopono, but I use that triangle a lot. And just, like, for a funny example, I moved to this beautiful property almost a year ago, which has like 43 acres surrounded by woods. And once I got here, I developed this insane and irrational fear of the woods. So I spent like 7 months indoors because I was afraid to go out in the woods. And I just remembered, like, all the tools that I have. So I started using them. And now I'm out in the woods with my dogs. I try to get out a few times a week, and I'm really just finding the joy of this beautiful area I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I can't believe I locked myself up for 7 months being afraid of what was out in these woods, and my dogs are loving it. So yeah, just like something like that, I was able to use these tools. So I just know firsthand how amazing they are and how they apply to like any situation. So we can really do so much with them.
Great. Up next, I see Alana. Is it Alana Garone? Is that how I pronounce it, sweetheart?
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Well, welcome. Pleasure to have you here. Would you mind sharing a little bit about yourself and tell us your role as a coach and what, you know, you specialize in?
Sure, absolutely. So I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having us. And I'm a licensed clinical social worker, so I'm also a therapist. And when I came to Dr. Mary, I was really looking to further develop my skill set in helping people. And that's what this program has really helped me to do. And I think my specialty, I would say, is really doing deep dives with people. That's one of the things I love most about the work that we do, is really being able to go deep into my clients' minds and their hearts to understand them better, and ultimately to be able to understand their patterns and what's going to help them to feel better overall.
Great. Do you want to give any advice today to our viewers and listeners about the benefits of, you know, coaching and, of course, counseling with what you could do for them?
Sure. Yeah, there's so many, I think, different pieces of advice, but I think one place where everyone can probably start is just to start your day by giving yourself some encouraging words and really using your mind to support your day and support yourself in feeling relief, even if that's not good. If someone's, you know, someone's in pain, they might not be able to feel great right away, but maybe they can find some relief by offering themselves some.
So positivity mindset, clearly an important part. I'm sure you all would agree with that, right? And by the way, Alana, where are you based out of?
I'm on Long Island as well. So I work with clients remotely from home.
Perfect. Obviously. So the virtual business, all of you can help people anywhere around the world, right?
Yes.
Exciting. Absolutely. All right. Next up, it's Robin Abatiello. Is that correct?
Yes. Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Nice to be here.
Please share a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. So I found Dr. Mary through a program she was doing. She was up there. She was amazing. She definitely killed it. I knew I had to connect with this person. So I reached out. I connected with her. She took me on. It's been such an amazing ride. It's been, I guess, like 4 years now we've been together. I can't believe it. So many great tools to have the team together. It's just really awesome.
Great.
So I focus on doing the radical change and also energy healing. So I tend to help people who have a lot of pain, a lot of stress, looking for like more focus in their life and looking for a little more success. So I really help on the energy side a lot.
And when you mention energy, are we talking a modality like Reiki, or what type of energy healing modalities do you use, Robin?
Yes. I have a whole big wide range of energy modalities I use, and I kind of combine them into one with the radical change coaching. So it's definitely helped me take people so much further, so much faster. So it's just so amazing.
Great. And any advice that you want to share for our listeners and viewers today about your services, maybe how energy healing can help them specifically? What type of areas can you, you know, benefit from? I know there's a lot.
Yeah, there definitely is. Well, a lot of people going through stress and want to recover from pain, surgeries. I help a lot of people going through that. And especially with COVID, people are just stressed out over COVID. I've been really trying to focus and help people reduce that kind of stress. Something I would like to impart today would really be don't give up no matter where you are, what your circumstances are. People are just so down right now, and you might not be able to see an answer or a way through what you're going through, but don't give up. You know, that thing you're looking for, that right answer, that right healing is just right around the corner.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, the stress, the anxiety, the pain of loss and change.
Yes.
The past 2 years, it's been so hard for everyone. And now we're dealing with this war across the world, but it's affecting us in so many ways.
Exactly.
And Energetically, for real. Yeah. And
yes.
Besides prices, I mean, energy-wise, everyone's mentality is off. And it's like, what's happening? You know, we went through COVID, and now this is the next pandemic in a sense. But the one thing that pandemic has taught me with COVID is that now is the time. Now is the time to change. Be your best. You know, I have 2 little ones, 5 and 7, and I'm like, I want them to see the world. I want to travel. I want to save money. I want to do it now because life is so darn precious. And that's my biggest motto. So I'll look at the positive to come out of the pandemic, and there'll be positive to come out of this unfortunate event somehow. I know there will be, because we're already seeing these people rallying in Ukraine, and the love of their country and the love of themselves and helping the neighbors is just, I got goosebumps. Okay. So Sam Durante, I see you next to Robin. Is that correct how I pronounce your name?
Yes, that's it.
Great. Please introduce yourself to us.
Sure. I'm Sam. So I think I've known Dr. Mary the longest here. I've known her for 29 years, which is since the day I was born. And I've been part of Radical Change since the beginning. Just like Alana, I am a therapist as well as one of Dr. Mary's Radical Change coaches. I primarily work with children. So that's definitely been my passion from the beginning. I work with a lot of kids, helping them with anxiety, their mindset. I have a big passion for teaching kids about the law of attraction and helping them really learn how to gather their mindset and understand the power of their thoughts.
And what age children do you normally work with, Sam?
The youngest I've worked with is probably 5.
Okay.
And then I go 5 up. So I see adults as well. I don't just do children, but children definitely have my heart, and that's where my passion is.
Wait, is Dr. Mary mom, or am I jumping the gun here?
No, you are not jumping the gun. That's Dr. Mary's mom.
Okay, I didn't know if we were allowed to say. I'm like, 29 years, dear, my birthday. I'm like, must be mom. How exciting. Yeah. So she followed in your footsteps. Look at this. What an inspiration. That's wonderful that the two of you work together. And wow. Okay, Sam, let me ask you some other questions about the kids you help. Tell me in particular, you know, what are some of the things that, you know, the children are learning from you, and what are, you know, advice that you want to share to our listeners today, parents that may be listening to their children?
Absolutely. I mean, in regards to what I mostly do with kids right now, is there really aren't places for kids to learn and understand feeling, right? They go to school, they learn math, they learn social studies, they learn all these skills, but it is like a very important skill to know how to talk, identify, process your feelings. So a lot of the work too is I work with a lot of parents to help parents be able to allow kids to process and talk about their emotions. So that's a lot of big piece of my work.
And how hard the past 2 years with kids wearing masks, able to be in school, the social factor and the anxiety and what it's done to them. I guess we're not even going to see the full effects until they're a little older now, but it's like society has changed so much, and it's just time to really try to better ourselves the best we can. Thank you, Sam. Craig, I want to meet you as well. It's Craig Colasante, correct?
That's correct. Thank you. And thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being here with Dr. Mary and the whole team. Please introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
So I'm Coach Craig. I, believe it or not, met Dr. Mary in a remote healing modality weekend doing Ho'oponopono with Dr. Joe Vitale out in Wimberley, Texas, and we lived 15 minutes from each other. We had no idea that we did. We had no idea that we were studying the same things. And when I went out there, I was really going out there to find somebody I could learn from, because I was doing some coaching and I shouldn't have been doing coaching because I wasn't properly trained. So while I'm out there, I'm expecting I'm going to work with Dr. Joe, and this woman gets up on stage and does this talk, and it's Dr. Mary, and I'm just blown away. I'm like, oh my God, I need to train with this woman. I need to get involved in this program. And thank God I did, because it's the best program I ever met in my entire life and ever took. Helped me become a much better version of myself. And to talk like what Tara was talking about is like, we spent a lot of our training working on you first, right? Figuring you out first, figuring out what makes you tick, so that when we become coaches, we don't coach from our perspective. We have to coach from our client's perspective, right? So It was just amazing to finally see, like, who am I to tell somebody who's totally opposite of what I am in their needs and wants in life? Who am I to tell them my way? I have to get into their mindset and see the world the way they see it, and understand people so well that I can teach them how to better themselves through their lenses, right? And then you throw Ho'oponopono in there, which is a life changer. The needs are life changing. Like, I was taught all these life changing tools by Dr. Mary, that it's like I have a huge toolbox to just help anybody anywhere. My main focus is couples. I do a lot of couple coaching, and it's just amazing to bring, you know, couples that are on the edge of divorce back to having the greatest relationships in the world. So to me, it's just been life-changing, not only for me, but for the people I get to give back to now. It's like, it's just wonderful. I love it. And look at the team we have. Like, if somebody says, oh, I have a child who's struggling, boom, we have Coach Sam. This is great. You can go see Sam. Oh, if somebody's in Canada, I need a coach. Oh, I got a coach up in Canada. I need some energy healing. I got an energy healer, right? We have a team that just, you know, Alana's involved in it. Everybody's involved in it. And it's just like, we can reach out and just help each other out. And, you know, anybody we can help, we can just give to one of our coaches or our therapists. And it's just, to me, it's an amazing group. And I love every minute of it.
Well, I could feel the energy here on the Zoom. And if you're listening out there, I mean, the smiles, the happiness, you could just tell good people. And there's a group of us here today. And you guys all have an amazing energy and clearly love what you do. And it just emanating here. And that says a lot. You know, you guys are so eager to help so many people, and you offer so many different solutions. So, Dr. Mary, let's go back to you for a second. There's a lot to what you all offer, and we met, obviously, some of your specialists who can help. What else is different and unique about your radical coaching program, in a sense? You know, would you mind sharing a little bit more?
No, not at all. I really think the coaches really did well. So, you know, one, I just want to highlight that. I do believe we have a very unique training program where we're looking for the healthiest people to coach from, like Coach Craig said, a mindset where I don't want to give you advice that works for me. Just because it works for me, it doesn't mean it's right for you. So part of our system is to teach our coaches from day one. You know, we're not really the experts. We just have something to share and teach so people can discover who are they at their natural selves, what are their natural needs and ways of being. And when we help them learn that, like, it's like you get this new set of glasses for your life and yourself. So we really do take this very unique, powerful system and teach it to our coaches. And then also just that we don't really just stop at coaching. What I found after 33 years as a therapist is you can have a conversation with someone and help them heal. You can put them in therapy for a year or 10 years and help them heal. But there always seems to be this leftover emotional block or trapped emotions. And that's when it's important to know about Ho'oponopono and the energy healing that Coach Robin talked about. And then we like to challenge you to go one place further, is once you really get that deeper healing, we want to teach you about something called self-responsibility. Like, if you're not happy enough, if you're not healthy enough, if you're not in the right relationships, how could we use healing and the law of attraction to teach you how to get there? So it's really a very comprehensive program that we have.
And speaking of time, that was one of the questions I was going to ask. Normally, how long does it take to kind of change your behavior, change your pattern? But you're saying it could take minutes. I mean, it could take months. I guess it's different for everybody's body, everybody's situation, right?
Right. It is true. You know, sometimes our coaches are so trained so well that we can help a person in one session, 3 sessions, 5 sessions, 10 sessions. We also have a 90-day coaching healing program that a lot of clients come back and say, thank you for that program. Like, it just reset me in life. But then this particular coaching certification program that everyone on this call has gone through, you come and spend a whole year with us. You know, you spend a year with us. We get on these Monday night hot seat coaching calls that everyone loves. And we do some deep dives and some radical change in, like, in real time. So you're with us for a whole year when you're in that program.
And how does that work? Is it one-on-one through Zoom? Is it a group coaching program, or do you offer both?
So if you sign up for the program, the first thing you get is a set of 6 months of modules where I'm teaching you the system and the set of tools. And then the other part of the program, you show up 3 Mondays a month for a 90-minute hot seat coaching call. And that's live. And we actually do it on what's called free conference call, because sometimes people are sharing very vulnerable, tough stuff to share. And we prefer to do that over the phone because we find that people are able to heal better and be more vulnerable if they're not on Zoom.
Got it. Great. And what else do you want to share and enlighten us with today? I know there's a lot on your list and all the services that you do. My goodness. So I'll let you take the stage here. It is your show. So what else did you want us to focus on, Dr. Mary?
I guess I would really want our audience just to know, like, if you're struggling a little bit or you're struggling a lot, if you're interested in life coaching or therapy, like, I know during COVID, it's hard to find a therapist, right?
Yeah.
And maybe never considered working with a life coach.
I've heard they're backed up for months, months. My girlfriend was talking to someone and her husband couldn't even get an appointment. So, but the truth is, and maybe you could just address that, the difference between a life coach and a counselor or a mental health practitioner, because, you know, you guys help in different ways. Could you just explain that clarification?
Sure. So for a therapist, you have to have a degree with a master's and you're a licensed certified social worker. And you've taken a lot of tests and put in a lot of school. And you are also connected to insurance companies. And usually therapists are working on resolving pain and problems. When you have a coach, most people use life coaches or radical change coaches. Like, you're doing okay in life, but you just have to work through something like a relationship or a new goal or a business, or you want to make more money or lose weight. So usually life coaching is more proactive and goal oriented. I feel like with my team though, I've been really able to teach the radical change coaches to help with anxiety, sadness, mixed emotions, getting to know yourself better. So like if there are listeners that can't find a therapist, I would encourage them, try one of our coaches because they don't have the degree, but they're delivering similar results that our therapists are delivering.
Got it. And everyone needs someone to hold their hand. You need a little bit of a cheerleader sometimes, you know, and, you know, we all walk a different walk, but my goodness, it's so much easier when you have someone's hand to hold. And can I just ask a question in regards maybe to Craig about like couples? Because you said you work a lot with couples. What have you seen the impact of the past 2 years of the pandemic couples? I've heard on the news, you know, the domestic violence is up, divorce rates up. Are you seeing a lot of that? You know, people like, hey, who are you? You're in my house. I don't even know you, but now we're home together working. We're homeschooling kids. There's a big dynamic and a shift that has happened with a lot of people not knowing their partner in a sense. Could you explain, you know, your clients in a sense without using names, but people that have been affected by this and what you know, notice, and maybe you can give us some tips or advice on that.
Absolutely. And that's, you bring up a really good point because normally, right, we get married, we bring children into the world, we have all these crazy things going on, and then kids grow up, they go to college, they leave, and now we're looking at each other. Now with COVID, that's come to the forefront a lot quicker because now we're on top of each other 24/7. And it really comes down to teaching couples who each one in the relationship is. I teach the husband who he is, I teach the wife who she is. We get them to learn more about themselves than they've ever known and then understand who they're in a relationship with, right? It's just, it's not simple, but once we use these tools, right, the ways of being and the needs that we call, and we teach them who they're married to and why they do the things they do, can you accept that person because they're different than you? And that's what it comes down to with relationships. You two decided to have a relationship together. You two decided to get married, whatever it is, right? Whatever, however strong or weak the relationship is, when we are able to really narrow and pinpoint who you are, who your spouse is, and then teach them to be able to accept each other because you are different, then the relationships thrive. They absolutely thrive. And we have the tools to get them there pretty quickly, right? We can save some marriages sometimes in a session, right? Sometimes in 3 sessions, 5 sessions, 10 sessions. So it's just like, I just wish I could get these tools out to people even prior to marriage, right? It would be great because then you know exactly what you're getting into. So it doesn't become a struggle down the road. And like Doc said, and everybody else on the call, we don't want people to suffer. We don't want people to be in pain. And there's this very unique system here that we teach that will show you, oh my God, this is why I do the things I do. Oh my God, this is why my wife or my husband does the things that he does or she does, right? And when you can pinpoint that and really teach them how to meet each other's needs, it just thrives and you know, these relationships we've taken some people who were literally just about to sign divorce papers and turned it into the greatest relationship they've ever had. So it's to me, life-changing, really life-changing. And I just, again, I can't talk about it enough. I just love it, you know, and I love helping people. It's just, what a great way to give back, right?
Great, yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing. Mary, what else did you want to add? I mean, there's so much that we can go down the road of, because I was reading on the website earlier, even like the example of someone, it was Sharon, I think her name was, about self-love, self-care, and, you know, basically how radical change has helped them, and it can help in so many different ways, your program, clearly. But are there maybe some tips you want to share? We know, what should we be doing every day? Just anyone who's listening today, let's just try to better ourselves in one little way. Do we wake up? Do we be thankful? Do we be grateful? Any positive affirmations? How do we get in that mindset? And not everybody can, and we need your help and guidance, but maybe a little tip or two we can walk away with today, you know, in how to have a better morning and day for, you know, for each and all of us.
I believe it really starts with self-awareness and self-acceptance. So a lot of what Craig was talking about, not only for marriages and relationships, but you know how we kind of bump up against people, they annoy us, we get mad at them, we want to control them, we blame them, we judge them, you know, all that rough stuff. Like if you really want to get out of that, you have to start with self-awareness and self-acceptance. Right? And just being more self-aware, like, am I doing something here that I'm not paying attention to? Could change your whole day. You know, if I'm really super mad at someone, another great question is, if somebody hurts me or I'm mad at them, it's like, what's the truth? Is this a reflection of me or is this a reflection of them? And if it's a reflection of them, you need to just let the hurt go and move on and have a great day, you know? So we really do teach self-awareness, self-acceptance, greater self-care and self-love. You have to own your self-worth, and all of that will lead you to this place of what the heck is really self-responsibility? How do I have the best life possible? Because I'm responsible for my own thoughts and feelings.
Beautiful. Anyone else want to chime in?
I'll chime in real quick.
I was waiting.
I'm sorry, I can't help.
We knew Craig would go in.
The only advice I could give to people is, and this isn't anybody's fault, but it is their responsibility, right? That's what they teach in Ho'oponopono. Mm-hmm. It's not your fault, but it's your responsibility to fix it. So if you're having, if life is kind of running you, if you're defaulting to life, you know, grab a coach, grab a therapist, because we can teach you how to design your life instead mm-hmm. of defaulting, which is where I would imagine most of the people live life from a default point of view, where it's a huge life changer when you understand you can design your life instead of just defaulting, right? So don't let life happen to you. Go get life.
Yep.
Beautiful.
I was just gonna piggyback off Craig. Like, a lot of the times when I'm working with clients, I help them realize your work starts within, right? A lot of times people come to sessions and they're like, oh, my mother, oh, my children, oh, this, right? And they don't take that time to get to know them and to know who they are, why they have these thoughts, what triggers them. So the work starts within. The work starts with you. So that is the best place to start.
Great. Any other team members?
Can I just check with Sam? You don't say that about your mother, do you?
Like, I'll never. My mom is the best. She never pisses me off.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Tara, Alana, Robin, you want to chime in here?
Sure. Yeah, I will. Exactly what Craig and Sam have both said as well. Like, really starting with yourself and getting that clarity about what it is you want in your life, the truth about what it is that's been holding you back, and mm-hmm. really helping you break free of any limiting beliefs or unconscious conflicts that have stopped you from going after your goal. And then really just becoming the healthiest version of yourself, doing that life by design that Craig mentioned, really getting clear about what it is you want and being able to go after it.
Yeah.
And deciding. And also, like, for me, I know I wake up in the morning and I choose to live in joy. Like, that's my ultimate goal. I want to live in joy. So every day I'm like, my goal is to live in 95% joy today. And I don't always get there, but I'm always on my way there. So I live in much more joy now than I did even like 2 years ago. So
great.
And I've had, like, pretty good things in my life, but I just feel I'm at a much different level now because of this program, because of the support in the program and the tools and everything that I now have.
Great. So. Alana, Robin, we have a minute left on the clock. I apologize, not to rush y'all. But in closing, what else would you say that, you know, Dr. Murray's program here can do for our listeners today?
It can definitely bring you back to yourself, to your true self.
Great.
And really, I think I would just say that the deep understanding, which is connected to that self-awareness piece that Dr. Murray said, really that deep understanding of yourself.
Great. Now, how can we contact you all? Give us the website and best forms of contact, if you don't mind.
So the website is drmaryoz.com. And the best phone number to reach us at is 1-833-447-CHANGE, C-H-A-N-G-E.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Pleasure getting to know you all. Looking forward to working with you. And have a stellar day. And really enjoy the week. Thank you guys for all the positivity and uplifting.
Thank you, Jill.
And always
thank
use Dr. Mary's help. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you to the whole Radical Coaching team. See you guys soon.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear facing,
forward facing?
I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.